This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class, October 23rd. We have a new story. Mahaprabhu's Illumination on Bhagavat Tattva. So this sounds like some philosophical discussion here. Because Bhagavat Tattva is one of the most important tattvas to understand. Best teacher of Bhagavat Tattva must be Bhagavan. No one knows Bhagavat Tattva more than Bhagavan. So let's hear what he has to tell us, instruct us. This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 9, verse 79 through 92. Mahaprabhu's illumination on Bhagavat Tattva. This is during the course of, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas lila. He's traveling in South India. Now he's visited Sri Rangam. And he's visited some Shiva temples in Kanchi, Shiva Kshetra. Now he's coming to Ranga Kshetra. Papa Nashane Vishnu Kaila Darashan Sri Ranga Kshetra Tabe Karela Gaman. After visiting a holy place named Shiva Kshetra, Mahaprabhu arrived at Papanashana, and there he saw the temple of Lord Vishnu. Then he finally reached a holy place called Sri Ranga Kshetra. Ranga Kshetra, which is popularly called Sri Rangam, is a very famous place in Tamil Nadu, India. It lies in the district of Tiruchirappalli, 10 miles west of Kumbakonam, near the city of Tiruchirappalli, on an island in the Kaveri River. The Sri Rangam temple is the largest in India. It is surrounded by seven walls, just like the seven walls, the seven gates of Vaikuntha also. It was considered to be like Boma Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha on earth. There are seven roads leading to Sri Rangam. And the ancient names of these roads, the roads are called Dharma, Raja Mahendra, Kulikshekhar, Alinadana, Tiru Vikram, Tiru Bidi, Madamadi, all these kind of roads, named after different alwars, basically. We have roads or rasta in Vrindavan, but they're not called rasta. These are rasta. These are quite major roads. In Vrindavan and Sevakunj and Nidivan, we have not rasta, but we have gully. Gully means it's wide enough for two people to pass by. But a road is wide enough for a bail gadi or a ghora gadi, for a horse cart or a buffalo cart to go by, or even two to go by. So it is about 15 to 20 feet wide, such a rasta. But this gully is only one gopi can go in one direction with a full pot of Yamuna water, and just barely another gopi with an empty water pot can pass or going the other way. So these gullies are two gopis wide. So in Vrindavan, they don't have rasta like in South India, because South India, this is Vaikuntha Dham, this is Sri Rangam, this is the abode of Ranganath, this is the Lord lying down, and Shayan, the Lord lying on the bed of Sheshanag, reclining, and Brahma coming out of his navel there on the lotus flower. But we have small gullies in Nidivan and Sevakunj, and they don't have names like Dharma, Rasta, Raja Mahendra, Rasta, and all this. The names of these gullies are Prem Gully, Dan Gully, Aman Gully. These are small little two gopi wide footpaths along the Yamuna or through the different kunjas and forests of Nidivan and Sevakunj, and Dhir Samir, Yamunapulin, and Brahmar Ghat, and Suraj Ghat, and all the different ghats, Kaliadaha, all these little footpaths are there. And then, in these footpaths, sometimes one gopi would come with a pot of yogurt on her head, then Krishna would stand with his arms across, "Stop! You must pay tax to pass through here. Every day you come here with so much yogurt, but you never pay any tax. Now you have to pay tax, big time." And then all these leelas would go on there. So Vrindavan's a little different flavor, much more intimate, much more accessible. There are no seven walls around Vrindavan. So now Lord Chaitanya is in Sannyas Leela in South India. He's arrived in Srirangam. As you may know, this is the home of Venkata Bhatta and his son, Gopal Bhatta, who later became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Kavarite snana kari deki ranganath stuti pranati kari manila kritarta. After bathing in the river Kaveri, it's one of the sacred rivers of India, when pujaris say make the ankush, or they make some mudra to call the sacred rivers to their achvan cup, and they chant this mantra to call the seven sacred rivers of India into the achvan, perform achvan and do puja with this mudra and the water. So Kaveri is one of those sacred rivers. Lord Chaitanya bathed there. He went to the primary temple, the main temple in that area, Srirangam, Ranganath. He offered prayers, stuti pranati kari. He offered very heartfelt prayers and dandavats, and he felt himself successful. Of course, this is the niyam. And Padasevanam, one of the Padasevanams, or limbs of devotion, is called Mandir Parikrama or Mandir Darshan, to go to a mandir. So this is the way to do it. First one takes a sacred bath in the holy river, and then he goes before the Thakurji, and he offers his dandavat pranams, and he submits himself with the eight limbs of his body. It's called, Shastang pranams. And one of the limbs of his body is he submits his mind. He lies before the deity, and this is a man at least, and his body and his mind and his words are all submitted before the deity. He's supposed to speak something. He recites some prayer when he's lying on the floor. So his words are submitted. Then his mind, mentally, he's submitting his mind at the feet of the deity. And physically, he's submitting his body by lying in dandavat pranams on the floor. Shastang dandavats. Then he stands up, according to the niyama of Padasevana, taking darshan. Then he folds his hands before the deities, and he offers appropriate prayers. Stuti pranati kari manila kritartha. This is the proper performance or proper devotional expression in a temple. Lord Chaitanya is showing the ideal example of the perfect devotee, and we can follow in his footsteps in this particular regard at this time. Because sometimes the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is acting as a perfect devotee. And at those times, and it takes some guidance to know when that is, but then the followers of Lord Chaitanya can also follow his example and do as he's doing. But then other times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as Bhagavan or as his own Shakti. He's acting in the mood of Radhabhav, Mananakya Mahabhav. He's in the role, fully identifying with Radharani, and then we can't imitate or follow or imitate what he's doing then. What he's praying or what he's saying. It's not that we do say the same things or pray the same things. That would be called Anukaran. And that's just, sometimes people get confused. They say, oh, we're following Lord Chaitanya, we should do whatever he does. We should do the things that he does as an example of an ideal devotee. He's humbly serving the other devotees. He's serving them prasada with his own hands. And he's carrying their cloth or helping them with their puja or singing kirtan or dancing before the deities and all these things. But when he's going into his internal states of Mahabhav and reciting love poems of seemingly mundane love poems before Lord Jagannath, like a lover missing her lover on the banks of the Reva, and he's going into his own internal bhavas as Radharani, then there's no question of imitating that, or that becomes Sahajya Bhav, and that's prohibited. Sometimes devotees get confused. Prema Veshe Kaila Bahuta Gana Nartan Deki Chamatkara Haila Savalokerman. In the Ranganath temple, Mahaprabhu chanted and danced in ecstatic love of Godhead. Seeing his performance, everyone was struck with wonder. Sab lok man. Everybody was thinking, Deki chamatkar. Chamatkar. This is what we're seeing is most astonishing. Prema Vesh Kaila Bahut Gan. Bahut Gan Nartan. He was dancing a lot. Bahut means he was really dancing a lot and offering all kinds of prayers. And Gan means singing all kinds of songs. Sankhya Puravaka Nama Gana Natabi. Gan means stuti, stotram, songs. Sri Vaishnava Eka Vyankata Vatanam Prabhure Nirmantrana Kaila Kariya Saman. A great Vaishnava known as Venkat Bhatta, saw Lord Chaitanya and invited him to his home with great respect. Nirmantran means invitation. Nijagari lana kaila para prakshalan se jalalana kaila se vamshe bhakshan. Sri Venkat Bhatta took Mahaprabhu to his home and he washed his feet, and then all the members of Venkata Bhatta's family drank the water. Bhiksha karana kichu kaila nivedan chaturmasyasi prabhu haila upasana. After offering lunch to Mahaprabhu, Venkata Bhatta submitted that Chaturmasya had already come. Chaturmasya kripakari rahamora gari krishna kata kahi kripai udara umare. Venkata Bhatta said, "O Mahaprabhu, please be kind to me, show your mercy and stay at my home for 4 months. Tell me all about, speak Krishna kata and deliver me by your mercy. Kripai udhar, show your mercy." Tanragare rahila Prabhu Krishna Kata Aras Bhatta Sange Gonaila Suke Charimas. Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months in Venkata Bhatta's house and passed his days in great happiness. Krishna Kata Aras, relishing the mellows of Krishna Kata, discussing Krishna's pastimes. Suke Charimas. He had a happy 4 months. Kavarite Snanakari Shiranga Darshan Pratidina Premaveshe Karina Natan. Mahaprabhu every day took bath in Kaveri River and visited Ranganath temple. He saw the Lord and danced in ecstasy. Sondaryari Premavesha Deki Savalok Deki Bare Isak Deki Kande Duka Shok. The beauty of Lord Chaitanya's body and his ecstatic love of God were witnessed by everyone. Many people used to come to see Mahaprabhu, and as soon as they saw him, all their unhappiness and distress vanished. The Sondarya Roop and his Prem, the beauty of his body and the beauty of his love attracted everyone. And upon experiencing, when the people came and saw the beauty of Mahaprabhu's body, and they experienced and relished the beauty of his love, then they became very happy, and all their dukkha, all their unhappiness and lamentation and distress, it was kanda, it was broken, it was destroyed. Just by seeing the Lord and experiencing his happiness and his praying, the praying that he was relishing. Laksha laksha lokaila nana desha haite sabe krishna namakai prabhu ke dekhite. Many lakhs and lakhs, hundreds and thousands of people from various countries came to see Mahaprabhu. And after seeing him, they all chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna Naam Kahe Prabhu Ke Dekhite. So that's what they say, the sign of an advanced devotee is as soon as someone sees him, they automatically start chanting Hare Krishna. Because they're somehow the sight of a pure devotee is, what to speak of seeing Lord Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna combined in one place, in one form, all attractive form. The beauty, the love, saundarya, the prema, so captivating, so enchanting, so purifying, so influential. And immediately they started chanting Krishna Naam. Krishna Naam bina keha nahi kya hai ar sabe Krishna bhakto haila loke chamatkar. After this experience of Lord Chaitanya, not only did they start chanting Hare Krishna, but they didn't stop. They didn't stop chanting Hare Krishna. They just kept going and going and going. They didn't chant anything else. Krishna nam bina ke nahi kahe ara. They didn't say anything else. And they all became Krishna bhaktas, sub Krishna bhakta haila. Thus the general populace who didn't get that fortune, they became chamatkar, astonished. So they didn't have that fortune to have darshan of the Sondarya Roop of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or to experience his love, or his prem. But they saw the results, they saw the effects of someone that did associate with him. And they were amazed. Look at these people. They went to Sri Rangam. By chance, they saw the Prem avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They saw him dance. They saw his beautiful form. They felt his love. Love is emanating from his form. He's a form of love. He's a Prem Avatar, Prem Purushottam. He's the very personification of love, the form of love. The divine love of Radha and Krishna Yuga. Mahabhav, Sarupini Radha. Who is Mahabhu? Mahabhu is Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Sri Krishna, the very form of all rasas. And Mahabhav Surupini Radha, the epitome and embodiment of the greatest expression of divine dedication, love, and sacrifice. Pure love of God. Mahabhav Sri Radha. Rasaraj Sri Krishna Mahabhav. So I say Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They saw this Mahaprabhu, the very form of this Mahabhav and Ras Sarup. Undoubtedly, without it's impossible that nothing would happen. They became immediately elevated to the platform of Krishna Prema. Non-stop chanting. Each one of them became a little chanting box. So these people, they became switched on. They saw Lord Chaitanya. Choo! Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's astonishing. Chamatkar. Shri Ranga Kshetra Vaise Jata Vaishnava Brahman Heka Heka Dina Sabe Kaila Nirmantran. All the Vaishnava Brahmanas residing in Sri Ranga Kshetra invited Mahaprabhu to their homes. Indeed, every single day he went to a different Brahmin's home for prasad. Haribo Chakachak Mahaprasad Aki Eka Eka Dine Chatur Masya Purna Haila Katak Brahman Bhiksha Dite Na Paila. Each day Mahaprabhu was invited by a different Brahmin. But some of the Brahmanas did not get the opportunity to offer Mahaprabhu lunch because the period of Chaturmasya came to an end. There you go. Because there's only 120 days in Chaturmasya, and I'm sure there's more than 120 Brahmins in Sri Rangam. So only 120 Brahmins got the good fortune. Text 108. E Mata Bhatta Grihe Rahigora Chandra Nirantara Bhatta Sange Krishna Katananda. Mahaprabhu, as we described, remained 4 months in Vaikuntha Bhatta's house and constantly talked about Krishna. Nirantara Bhatta Sange Krishna Katananda. In this way, Mahaprabhu was very happy. Krishna Katananda. The transcendental bliss of talking about Krishna. That's a fact. When one talks about Krishna, it becomes blissful. Isn't it? Try it. It's open to everybody. It's not that I have a book and I'm trying to say something. If you get some people that have nothing to do and want to sit and listen to you, all the better. But even if there's nobody listening to you, you can preach to the four walls. Once some of Bhakti Santa Saraswati's sannyasis, this is where this story comes from, they went to one venue to preach some pravachan and nobody came. It was just a couple of brahmacharis, a couple of sannyasis. And nobody came to the pandal. And Bhakti Sananda said, that's all right. Even if no one comes, you can preach to the four walls. And that's Prabhupada, our Prabhupada also told that story. It says, Nirantara Bhatta Sange Krishna Katananda. So he was in the Sangha, Lord Chaitanya was sitting, Venkata Bhatta, this Brahmin, the father of Gopal Bhatta, he was sitting beside or in front of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was relishing the bliss of talking about Krishna, because you can imagine, who's speaking about Krishna? Radharani. If you're speaking about your beloved, you can get pretty excited. Because no one loves your beloved more than you. So no one loves Krishna more than Radharani. No one knows more about Krishna than Radharani. And no one experiences greater bliss in Krishna's association than Radharani. And no one offers greater bliss to Krishna than Radharani. And she's one of Radharani's names is Ananda Mohini. Ananda Mohini Radha. So Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani speaking Krishna Gata. So obviously Radharani is relishing the bliss of speaking about Krishna. And that bliss is being infused into the heart of Venkata Bhatta, who is a staunch Ranganath Bhakta, Ramanuja Sampradaya. Sri Vaishnava Bhatta Seve Lakshmi Narayan Tanra Bhakti Deki Prabhur Tushta Hailaman. Because Venkata Bhatta was a Sri Vaishnava, a Vaishnava of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, he worshipped the deities of Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan Seva. However, seeing the pure devotion of Mahaprabhu, Venkata was very satisfied. Bhakti Deki Prabhu, Tushta Hailaman. So this Venkata Bhatta is a worshiper of Lakshmi Narayan, who are simply expansions. They are somewhat distant or Vaikuntha expansions of Radha and Krishna. Now Venkata Bhatta is sitting in front of Radha and Krishna, the very origin of his Ishtadev. The origin of Lakshmi is Radha, and the origin of Narayan is Krishna. Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha, the Yadi Shakti Radha, Adishwari Radha. Well, Lakshmi is an expansion of Radha. Now, just imagine, the worshipper, the Sri Vaishnav worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, Venkata Bhatta, he worships Lakshmi Narayan. Now he's sitting in front of Lakshmi Narayan, Sakshat Darshan, not a murti. Not a murti of Ranganath with Lakshmi at his feet massaging him and Brahma coming out of his navel on a lotus flower. The murti is like this. It's about 25 feet long. I saw Sri Rangam. There's three doors there. You go on the altar, there's three doors. They don't have any big, one big door. One door you see his head, one door you see his lotus in the middle, and the other door you see his feet. Now, Venkata Bhatta, for 4 months, he's sitting, looking at Lakshmi Narayan directly. He's having direct darshan of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Yugal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. And moreover, not just looking at Radha Krishna directly, but he's hearing Krishna Katha Ananda. So that's what he's saying here. Tushtaman, Tushtaman. His mind was tushti, satisfied. Satisfied to hear the katha, and satisfied, he says, Deki, Tanra Bhakti, Bhakti Deki Prabhur. He was happy. It's a very interesting term, because we say, Bhakti means love. Love, priti, prem, bhakti, pyar. Bhakti is love. So then we ask the question, can you weigh love? Can you put love on a scale and weigh it so many grams? Love weighs 100 grams. Can you measure love? Love is so many centimeters wide, so many centimeters tall? No. Can you see love? Apparently you can see love. Can you taste love? Yes. So Bhakti is saying here, Tanra Bhakti Deki Prabhu. As Venkat Bhatta, he saw Prabhu Deki, Prabhu Bhakti Deki. He saw, he was witnessing, Deki means to see with his eyes. He was seeing the love of Mahaprabhu. So how is he seeing it? He was seeing it in the face, in the eyes, in the words, in the sound vibration. He was seeing with his ears. The human being has special eyes. It's called the eyes of the ear. The eyes of the ear. The human being sees with his ears. He sees God with his ears. By Shravan, Shravanadhasha. By hearing. Venkata Bhatta, it says, Prabhu Bhakti Deki. He's seeing the devotion, the love, the prema, the Krishna Bhakti of Mahaprabhu by his ears. Because he's hearing this Krishna Katha. He's hearing this Krishna Katha. This Krishna Katha, it says Krishna Katha Ras. Another verse we wrote, read, was it? Krishna Katha Ras. That the Krishna Katha that Mahaprabhu was speaking was imbued, was saturated with Ras. Radha Ras Sudanidhi. So much Ras. So much flavor, so much mellow, so much anubhavas and vibhavas and alamban, everything mixed in that katha. And Venkata Bhatta was seeing that and experiencing that. He was appreciating that. And he was very, very satisfied. Nirantara tanra sange haila sakya bhav hasya parihasya dunhe sakya sabhav. Constantly associating with each other. Nirantara, no end. Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Hasya pari hasya. Prabhu kahe bhatta tomar lakshmi takorani kanta vakshastita pati vratta shiromani. So now, this introductory verse was given. Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that these two, at first, Venkata Bhatta was taking a submissive and respectful position of a grihastha, sitting at the feet of a wandering mendicant, a grihastha humbly and respectfully listening to a sannyasi. Because the Brahman, Venkata Bhatta is a Brahman, the Brahmins are the gurus for the Varna. He's the guru of the Vaishya, Kshatriya. He's the guru, Brahman. But the sannyasi is the guru of the Brahman. Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Dev. What is the etiquette? that the Brahmin, Grihastha, first of all, he's Grihastha, not sannyas. And secondly, he's Brahmin, but this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahmin and sannyas. Well, he took a humble position, respectful position, and heard from him. Yes, you speak katha, I will listen to you. Even though Venkata Bhatta was considerably older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24. Venkata Bhatta must be 50 or so. He had a child, like 12 years, 13 years old child, whatever, and maybe other children. In the course of their exchange of Harikatha, listening and chanting, they developed a friendship. So friendship means a certain sense of equality. We show mercy to those below us. We serve and honor and respect those above us. And those that are equal to us, we make friendship with. This is the general flow of etiquette, the flow of behavior. Now they become somewhat friends because of repeatedly associating with each other. Now they're becoming some equality, although there's difference by ashram, there's difference by varna, there's difference by age. And what to speak of one's God? One is Bhagavan and the other is Jiva Tattva. Venkata Bhatta is Jiva Tattva. We are Jiva Tattva. He's Jiva Tattva. But Lord Chaitanya is Bhagavan. Radha Krishna Yuga. So much bait is there, so much difference. But now the bait has become abhed. No difference. And they are hasya parihasya. They are laughing a lot. Sakya bhav. It says hasya parihasya sakya subhav. Sakya bhav. They became friends. And friends on the base, on a commonality. They were sharing the Krishna Katha and relishing the Krishna Katha together. They became friends and were laughing. Hasya. Hasya, parihasi. They were laughing, hasya, and parihasi means making jokes. It's one thing to laugh, but then making jokes, I make a joke on you, ha, ha, and then you make a joke on me. Because on a level of equality and friendship, I can make joke of you. So this is the introduction. So now he says, this is the verse. So first he introduces this idea so we understand. You understand now, how will the conversation flow now? And this verse, Lord Chaitanya, in that mood of joking, in that mood of laughing, says, listen, Venkat, you're Sri Vaishnav, and you worship Lakshmi Narayan. Your worshipful goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan. Kantavaksha Stita. Lakshmi Thakurani, Stita, always situated on the chest. Kanta means her husband, Narayan. And she is certainly the most chaste woman in creation. Pativrata Shiromani. Pativrat. Pativrat means to take a vow of an ideal wife, the servant of her husband, Pativrat. Shiromani. She is the crest jewel of all chaste wives in the whole creation. There's no greater symbol of chastity and purity in the marital relationship than Srimati Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. Tomorrow we'll find out more about this joking dialogue as it develops between Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.